Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. Environmentalists complain federal regulators move too slowly, when they move at all, to regulate chemicals in consumer products. Industry groups and the governor call for some kind of systemic approach rather than piecemeal initiatives like the two that fell in the assembly last week. Today, the Sacramento Bee reports nearly all the parties involved have crafted a deal to give state officials authority to regulate chemicals, including banning their use in California. The question is how this plays against the governor's promise to veto any bill that hits his desk before a budget deal does. State lawmakers were supposed to pass any budget-related measures headed for the November ballot by June 26th. But that deadline's come and gone. Some Sacramento insiders say the harder deadline is September 5th, when ballots are mailed to soldiers and other voters overseas. The governor suggested calling a special election. It can be done, says Kate Folmar, spokeswoman for the Secretary of State, but it'll cost.
We believe a special election would cost somewhere in the range from $50 to $100 million, depending on whether it's a standalone election, which would be more expensive, or an election that's consolidated with an already scheduled local election.
Whatever the budget deal, Democratic lawmakers are hoping it comes soon so they can turn their focus to the convention in Denver. Democrats in Denver are focusing this week on the historic nomination of Barack Obama, the first African-American presidential nominee for a major political party. Scott Schaefer reports Obama's candidacy has inspired a new generation of black political activism in California.
Chris Young sits at a Starbucks in San Francisco, doing what he does most these days, asking people for money.
So this is really one of those situations where if you've got folks on the high dollar list, please contact them. The dinner is doing really, really well.
Young is the Obama for President campaign's deputy finance director in Northern California. This 29-year-old Sacramento native doesn't have a typical family background for a top presidential campaign fundraiser.
My father spent a fair amount of his life in prison. Never went to a day of high school.
Young's father grew up poor. As a young man, he landed in prison several times. Shortly after being released from Folsom Prison, his father met the woman he would later marry, a white piano teacher from a Republican family. Chris Young describes his parents this way.
My father from Watts, California. My mother from upper middle class community, Land Park, Sacramento. Blonde hair, blue eyes, African American with a record.
Young's dad eventually earned a master's degree and became a teacher. A few years ago, Young's mother gave him a copy of Obama's autobiography, and he immediately identified with the Illinois senator's mixed-race background.
But I could also appreciate what he was able to do that I felt that I might be able to offer one day, which is to go between historically opposite groups and create empathy, bridge that gap.
Shortly after reading Obama's book, Young graduated from UC Berkeley's law school and then took a job with a prestigious law firm. Chris Young had never before worked on a presidential campaign, but last year, when Obama was still a long shot, he rolled the dice, set aside a promising career, and took a leave of absence from his job to work for Obama's campaign.
The pay isn't great. It's nothing compared to the law firm. But there's no value you can assign to being able to wake up and say, I'm a part and I have something to do with, even if it's a little bit, with making history.
Young did help make history last weekend when a San Francisco fundraiser he organized brought in a record $7.8 million in one night. The Obama campaign has exposed a bit of a generational divide among black activists. Some older African-American leaders initially looked at Obama with skepticism. One reason is that unlike earlier generations of black politicians like Jesse Jackson or Willie Brown, Obama traveled a more independent pathway.
Historically, African-American elected officials have come up through some sort of political operation, either the civil rights community, the African-American church, or the traditional African-American political operations that exist. And that clearly is not the case with Barack Obama.
Los Angeles political consultant Kerman Maddox, he says one reason Obama appeals to younger African-Americans and many others is that he takes a fresh approach to issues like affirmative action.
He seems to be much more inclined on race issues to look for solutions rather than reciting all the problems that we're all aware of that may have contributed to some of the problems around issues of race.
That emphasis on solving problems appealed to another Obama volunteer, Eric Kasher.
I've never worked on a campaign before. This is my first time ever raising money for a political campaign. This is my first time ever knocking on doors for a political campaign. It's my first time ever engaging voters and really actively supporting a candidate.
Casher graduated from UC's Hastings Law School and today works as a construction litigation attorney with a downtown San Francisco law firm. When Casher was approached to help raise money for the Obama campaign, he had doubts.
I thought to myself that I don't know people who could write $1,000 checks. I don't know people who could write $100 checks.
But the soft-spoken 30-year-old persevered, and today he heads up the Northern California chapter of Young Lawyers for Obama. Casher was listed in a recent New York Times article as a bundler for Obama, having pulled in more than $75,000 in campaign contributions. Even he's been surprised by his success.
The one thing that I think we have recognized about ourselves is that we have an enormous power collectively. Together we can have a great impact, and we've already started planning ways to kind of harness a lot of the energy that we've been able to create, and then also the infrastructure and the networks.
One person mentoring this new generation of black political activists is Tony West. In the 1990s, West served as a federal prosecutor in the Clinton administration. Today, the Stanford Law School grad is a partner at the Morrison & Foerster law firm. His office wall is filled with political memorabilia, including a photo of him with Obama holding a basketball. He's an Obama delegate at this week's Democratic convention. The 42-year-old lawyer says this involvement of younger blacks is going to be felt well beyond the presidential election.
I think what you'll see is a dramatic impact on local political races, because now we have existing networks which did not exist a year and a half ago, which can raise money, can organize volunteers, can identify voters, and can get them to the polls.
West adds that no matter what happens in the November election, Obama's candidacy has already generated a political awakening for a new generation of African Americans. For the California Report, I'm Scott Schaefer.
That's the California Report for Monday, August 25th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, celebrating the 2008 recipients of the James Irvine Foundation Leadership Awards. More information is available at www.irvine.org. OSH, Complete Home and Garden, offering service and selection to Californians for over 75 years. Ideas, tips, and solutions at osh.com. And the California Endowment, working to build healthier communities that support children, youth, and families. Online at www.calendow.org.